Hi developers, I'm Hussein Dilai, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to upload a file to the server. You would need this scenario when you are creating a profile for your users and you want each of your users to have a profile image stored on the server. Or maybe you are building an application that stores users' data that could be files, images, videos, anything, any type of these data types inside your server. So the sample we'll be building today is uploading these files from Xamarin Forms application to an ASP.NET server application. Let's make a demo for the application. So here I have the Xamarin Forms application that is running on Android, on iOS, and on Windows. And for each of these applications, I have two buttons for picking a photo or taking a photo. Let's try picking a photo, for example, here in the Android device. Let's choose this one, for example. Picking this photo gives me an overview of this photo and the local path of this image. The local path, I mean the path of this image inside my device. Then I have this button upload photo to upload this photo to a web server, and here it gives me the link or a part of the link to this image on the web server. Of course, here if I access my web server, the URL of my web server, then I do /upload/this name here, I can get this image because it's stored in the server. The same thing for the iOS here. I have the button click pick photo, and here if I go and choose one of my photos here, this one for example, then the same thing, I get the local path. When uploading the photo, it's now on the server, and then I can get a link for the uploaded image. The same for Windows application. I can go and pick a photo. Let's choose, for example, one of the photos. Let's choose this one. Now I can upload it to the server, and here I get that part of the URL. If I go and fetch that URL here, it's upload/fb/png. I go to my web server and it's under upload to server.azurewebsites.net because I have hosted it on Azure. So if I go to FB or uploads actually, then I do /fb/png. Here I can access that same image inside the browser here. In addition to that, I can go and take a photo. So let's try taking a photo from the Android device, and here can go like this and try to take a photo, accepting that photo and uploading this photo. And again here you see I have got a link to that photo, and again if I verify that link, it's under my image. Let's copy it correctly. My image _9.jpg _9.jpg. Oh, oops, it should be _, not 8. Oops, okay. Now here it is, our photo stored on the server. Cool, so that's now working. Let's try now to build this application, which is a Xamarin application uploading photos to an ASP.NET application. So let's try the first point with Xamarin Forms application, the client application. So here I have created a Xamarin Forms application by going to File, New Project, selecting Visual C Sharp here, then going to Cross Platform and choosing this template Blank XAML App. I have already done that, and that will give me this project, this portable project, where I will write the shared code for my business logic and also for my user interfaces. Then I have some other projects for custom codes for even my Android, iOS and Windows projects. The application we are seeing have a common code or a shared code inside the portable class library. We have written that code inside the main page, which is the starting page for our application. And here in the main page, now I'll go to add the code for this user interface. For that, I'll add that code here. So instead of having me typing all the code, I have imported. Here you see this code here is almost the same as I have it here. So I have these two buttons for picking a photo and for taking a photo. Then I have the image. Then I have the label to display the local path of this image inside my device. Then a button to upload the photo with the clicked event, and then a label for the remote path. I mean here the path of the image after being uploaded to the server. Now let's go and implement these click events. So let's start by the pick photo and take photo events. So for the pick photo, I'll go to the code behind. Here I have the main page.xaml.cs, and here I go and again implement import the code. Here will be our pick photo event, and here you see I'm using the cross media object, which is coming from the plugin.media NuGet package. For that, I need to import or to install this NuGet package inside my XamarinForms application by going to Solution, right click and hit Manage NuGet Packages for Solution. Then go to Browse and look for a plugin called Media or plugin.media. After getting this plugin, we'll go to install that plugin in our PCL and XamarinForms applications. I'll go to install here. I already have it installed, but for you, you will get this install button enabled. After installing that plugin, you will get a reference to the cross media object, which is inside the plugin.media namespace. After getting a reference to that object, we'll be using it to verify if our device supports picking photos. If it does support photo, we'll go to pick a photo by executing the pick photo async method, and we'll store the picked photo inside a media file object. So I'll go and define the media file object. Let's say it's a private object of type media file and call it media file. This object is inside the plugin.media.abstractions, so don't forget to import this namespace. Then we'll use the image stored inside this media file to get information like the path of that media file, or again to get the source or to get the stream of that media file to view that image inside the file image, which was defined here inside this XAML code. So remember this image, call it file image, where we have it here, in order to display the image picked or the image that we have taken a photo for. So this is the functionality for picking a photo. Now let's implement the functionality for taking a photo. For that, I'll go and add a new method. That method will be called takePhotoClicked. Here, you see I'm using the same name as I defined it in my XAML code. So the code here, takePhoto, underscore clicked. I'm using that same event name here and my code behind file. Here again, I'll be verifying if my device supports taking photo and the camera is available. If so, then I'll go and take a photo and store it inside a directory called sample and name it my image.jpg and store that taken image to the media file object. Then again, try to get the name of the photo and get the stream to show it in my user interface. So this is the code for picking and taking a photo. Now let's implement the code for uploading the photo, which is the main purpose of our demo today. So let's add that code here. Upload file clicked event will use the HTTP client libraries. For that, I need to install that NuGet package inside my XamarinForms application again by going to solution, manage NuGet packages for solution, and look for HTTP client. Here we need to install the Microsoft.NET.HTTP NuGet package inside my XamarinForms application that includes the PCL and the Android, iOS, and Windows projects. Okay, I have it already installed, so I can go and import the namespace right here, and the namespace it uses is system.net.http. After doing that, I will be able to use the objects that will enable me to send files from the client application to the server. One of these objects is multi-part form data content, which I call it content here. This one will contain my stream content, which is the media file that contains information about the image as of type stream. For that, I'm calling the getStream method here. Then I need to specify that this is a file, that this content is of type a file. Specify the path to that stream. Then I go and create the HTTP client object in order to be able to send a post request to my server, which is until which lives under this URL here. I have created that website on Azure. Then we'll pass the content inside the post request. So that the post request, actually this one is the method that will send the file to the server. After sending that file to the server, I configured my web server to return a message. That message, after reading it by hitting read as string async, will get the remote path for our image, so that when I access that remote path, I can get the image inside my application. That's cool. And that's all the code we need for our XamarinForms application. So you see it's really a simple code. And now let's move to the server side. And here I have created a new folder to host my server application and choose to add a new project. And because it's a server application, I have chosen here web, then chosen ASP.NET web application, hit OK. And here I have chosen this web API template. And here I do really prefer to select no authentication, so that doesn't add code we don't need in this stage. After doing that and hitting OK, that will add the application that I already added before to save some time here. So this is the application that will be created. You see here we have the controllers and we have a typical ASP.NET web API application. And to this application, I'll add new controller. For that, I'll right click controllers, hit add class. So I can choose either controller or a class, because the controller at the end is a class. I'll call it upload controller add, and then I'll go to import the code for the upload controller class. The code will be like this one. So it's a class that implements the API controller in order to be able to have these post requests. So whenever I try to access the URI API slash file slash upload with the post verb, then I will hit this method. This method actually will try to receive the uploaded file from the client application. So it will try to read the HTTP context and exactly to read the request coming from the client and verify if it have files and verify the number of these files. If the request contains files, it will access these files one by one, and for each file it will try to get a reference to the file, then it will try to extract the file name so that it can save that received file to the server here. And here to save, it's really recommended to save all the files in one location and one folder. For that, here I go and add a new folder in my project. They call it, for example, uploads. Of course, you can go and choose the folder inside your app data or store your images right in your app data, but here I prefer to store them inside a separate folder, call it uploads. And here I specify the name of the folder in which I want to store my files into. The stored file will have the same name as suggested by the client. Of course, here you should solve some conflicts that could be caused by uploading multiple files with the same name. Okay, but here I'm keeping the code simple. So to save the image, we are calling the save as method, enter my posted file, and specifying the path in which to save the image so that the image received by the server will be stored here inside my uploads folder as specified here. Once that done, we'll then return the local path for the image, which is displayed here. As you see here, it's under upload slash the name of the photo. That's good. Now let's try to run this application locally. And to do that, here I need to get the address of this local ASP.NET application. For that, I go to properties and look for the local address of this application by going to I think web, and here it is, the local address. I'll use this local address inside my Xamarin Forms application so that here, instead of using the local address, I'll go to use the or instead of using the remote address, I'll use the local address here, and should be until this route, because in my controller I specified that the post web service will be under the api/files/upload. So now we are specifying correctly that that link. Now we can go and execute this application. And to do that, I'll go here and add a breakpoint inside my post method so that I make sure that the uploaded file was stored correctly. So I add two breakpoints, one for the starting of the method and one for the returning file name. Then let's configure our application to set the Windows 8.1 as the starting project with the configuration x86. And here I have to not forget to set some capabilities for my Windows 8.1. So I'll go to package apix manifest, because I might try to access the camera. For that I should ask for permission to use the camera, and I can ask for the permission by going to the apix manifest, write to capabilities, and here choose pick the webcam. Okay, now let's run our Windows 8.1 application by clicking Control F5, so that I just go and run it without attaching the debugger. That will make the execution really fast. So this is our Windows application. Now this background is black, so I need to quickly change it to a white background, because you see here the label displays the text colors in black, so I need to specify another background color for my application. Let's say it's white. Then execute again our application by hitting Control F5. Now this is a better view. Now let's go and start our web API project. So let's go to our server application, right click and select set as startup project, go to upload controller and hit here Microsoft Edge, or choose whatever browser you want to start with. So this will start, or will attach a debugger to my ASP.NET web application, so that I can hit these breakpoints whenever they are executed. The application starts at localhost here. So now that the application started successfully, now I can go to my Windows 8 application and try to pick a photo. Let's choose this photo, for example, open it and try to upload this photo to the server, hit upload, and here you see we are hitting our breakpoint. You see this yellow arrow that indicates that we now hit the post method on the server. So let's click F5 to execute this code. And here you see now after executing this this code, now it have already received the file. You see here I can get some information about that file. See here the name of the file is scroller-ar. And that's exactly the name that I have used here. And then it did extracted the file name from the whole path, because the whole path contains the local file, the local path of my image inside my computer. After extracting that file name, it will return now the link to my image. Click F5, and then The response coming back to my application is the link to that image. If I go to that link here, uploads slash crawler minus IR, let's try to hit that one. So we said upload. Uploads crawler AR minus AR dot png. Oops, it should be until uploads crawler AR dot png. Oops. Seems I'm missing something. So the link here uploads slash crawler minus ar dot png. And here it is, our photos stored inside our ASP.NET 12 application. So the photo was stored inside the uploads folder, and here I don't see any folder, but if I go to this icon here saying show all files, then you will see my photo is stored here inside the uploads folder. Good, now we can upload our folder, our files, to a local ASP.NET web application. Now let's move on and let's try to create a website, publish it to Windows Azure, and then try to upload our photos to the remote website, because that's the real application, that's the real world. We want to publish our files to a remote application, not a local one. For that, I'll go here to my Microsoft Azure website and create a new website. Of course, you can use an existing one if you already have. So I can create a new website by going to new, then choosing here web plus mobile, then choosing web app template, and inside the web app template you will be asked to provide a name for your website, then specifying the subscription, then specify a resource group. Here I'll use an existing one, and then hit create to be able to create your website. So I already created a website, which is here upload to server website. So here it is. And now to get the FTP or the web deploy information to be able to publish this website, I go here to this link here saying more and download this publish profile. That's good, it's downloaded. Then go and use that publish profile inside Visual Studio to publish this ASP.NET web application to Microsoft Azure, and that's by going to our ASP.NET application, right click, choose here publish, and here you have a couple of options to publish your application. I'll choose import because I do already have that publish profile, and here I need to provide the path for that publish profile. I'll choose this one, open it, hit OK. And I already not okay, yes, okay. Here it takes all the information from the published profile. Now we can go to publish that to publish this website to Microsoft Azure. That's by hitting the publish button here. Now, after publishing the application, I can go back to the upload file event, and here change back the local address in order to use the remote address where my hosted application lives in. So the address here is upload to server.azurewebsites.net. That's where I have created my website. Then now let's try to upload an image to the remote address. So let's go and execute now the Windows 8.1 application by executing it, Control F5. Let's try to take a photo, for example. Oops. Let's pick a photo then. Let's choose one photo. This one here, for example. Let's upload it to the server. And then the server responds back by sending the link to that image. We can go and verify the link to this image. I'll go to my server, go to the uploads file, and then use the name VSXamarin5. VSXamarin5.png. And here it is now, the link to our uploaded image. You can verify all your uploaded images by choosing one or two options. The first one is by going to your Cloud Explorer, authenticate, then from here you can access your web apps. Here, of course, you should have an Azure subscription. Go to web apps, then go to your website, which here I have called it upload to server, expand it, then here we'll be able to access the files of your ASP.NET applications. Those files are the same as the hosted one on Azure. Accessing it, then here we have the uploads folder, and inside the uploads folder we get all the images that we did already uploaded. So some of these I have already uploaded it before starting the record here. And here we have the image that we did already uploaded now, VSXamarin2.png file. The second option to view all your files, which is simpler, is to go to your website, copy the link to your website, and include .scm before .azurewebsites.net, and here after authenticating we will be redirected to this web page. Here inside debug console, if you choose cmd, then here you will get this user interface telling you that you can access your site, access the www root where hosted our website. And here you see we'll get the uploads folder. If I go inside the uploads folder, I find all the images that I have uploaded to the server. And here you get the name of the uploaded images. So this way you can verify if your image is uploaded successfully or not when you are developing your application. So that's the end of our demo. I hope it was helpful for you and will help you building better application and more powerful applications that uses files to deal with user's profile images or any type of data that your users are using with your application. So thank you.